2025 Writer's Digest November Chapbook Challenge. This is my 5th annual Writer's Digest November Pad Chapbook Challenge, writing one poem per day in November following the given prompt, then picking 20 to submit to the contest. I also participated in their April annual Poetry Challenge. 2024 Writer Digest November Challenge https://wp.me/p7naso2jp. 2023 Writer Digest November Challenge. Index. What is going on? Committing random acts of kindness. Just three more love poems. Christmas in Berkeley memories. Why Epstein's ghost haunts President Trump. Hard to stay optimistic at times. The zombie apocalypse becomes real. Nightmare. Who knew? The color of justice is green and gold, my friend. You are Prefect Jurita. Dems, where do we go from here? What more does he want? Quit talking about communism, mega dudes. How to deal with people who lack principles. Smell of Korean food. The future is yet to be. How much do I love you? Too many madmen with a gun, it ain't fun. What is going on? Every day. I turn on the news. Wondering. What the? What fresh age? Will be going on. That day. As the news gets. Weirder and stranger. And one norm. After another norm. Is broken. One bonker idea. After another bonker idea. Is announced. As political madness descends upon the US. Who knows what the future may bring. But the end is unlikely to be good. That is all I can say today. What the is going on? Committing random acts of kindness. 24 lines. In a world filled with random acts of violence. Cruelty in the name of Buddha, Jesus, and Muhammad. Widespread hatred and despair. There is one simple thing that we can all do. That we all must do. A radical yet simple action. Every day, commit one or more random acts of kindness. Give someone a seat on the train. Let someone pass your car. Randomly pay a stranger's lunch or dinner bill. Forward inspirational memes. Far and wide. Write love poems and share them. The list is endless. In other words. Today. Do something nice. For someone else. Follow the Boy Scout motto. Do a good deed every day. Just channel your inner goodness. Commit a random act of kindness. Be nice to one another. And that will begin to turn the tide of cruelty, despair, and hate into compassion, kindness, and love. Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, your parents, your friends, siblings, classmates, random people on the street, and fellow scouts. If you were a scout, would all approve of this message? Just three more love poems. Love poem 1. Sometimes my lovely wife complains that I spend way too much time reading romantic poetry and watching rom-coms with her. My not-so-secret vice and writing silly love poems about her and me. And that my poor readers must think she has totally brainwashed me. She has a point. As she always has. Our true love story would make a great K-drama. Two star-crossed lovers met in a foreign land, and nothing can stop their love. Adding in the whole fairy tale dream that started it all. And voila, a great K-drama, a great American rom-com, or a Bollywood epic. Minus the song and dance scenes. The problem is that no one believes that fairy tale in this cynical world of ours. Something like that. Just does not happen. Second love poem. Our fairy tale. Love poem. Is proof. That dream. Loves come true. That true love. Still exists. Somehow. The only people. Who believes this tale. And her and me. Love poem 3, the dream that started it all. The dream that started. It all is a true tale. Which started in 1974. Or in 1982, when she walked. Off a bus into my life. Or in 1983. When we got married. Or yesterday. Or just a few minutes ago. It is all confusing to me. How it all happened. But know that it did. Enough, no more. I am busy. She smiles. And her love mojo. Still working overtime. She still laughs. A lot. And I do too. As she has every day. When I recite a love poem. Or two or three or four. Christmas in Berkeley memories. I grew up. In Berkeley. In the turbulent 60s. But at our house. My mother. Who was from Arkansas. Always treated the family. To a traditional Southern style. Thanksgiving and Christmas. Turkey dinner. Roast turkey with stuffing. Cooked in the bird. Gravy. Grits. Mashed potatoes. Sweet potatoes with marshmallows. Southern style greens cooked with ham and molasses. Bacon. Ham. Cornbread. Cranberry sauce. Salad. Apple pie with ice cream. Pumpkin pie with ice cream. Last time I had a Christmas dinner. At my father's and mother's home. Was in 1985. I miss my mother's feast. To this day. Why Epstein's ghost haunts President Trump. It seems that Epstein's ghost. Is haunting American politics. Especially the president. Who can't seem. To escape. The ghost of Epstein. Trump and Epstein. Were best friends. For almost 15 years. They had a falling out. The president said. He turned on Epstein. Who he described. As a creep. Epstein died in prison. Under mysterious circumstances. No one believes he committed suicide. Too many powerful men. Wanted him dead. For dead men. Tell no tales. And Epstein knew. What they did. Including Donald Trump. And so someone. Assisted him in dying. Murdered him. In plain English. The files will be released. Congress voted 445-1. The Senate unanimously. But no one believes. The whole story. Will come out. Epstein's ghost. Will continue to haunt. The president. For the rest. Of his life. Hard to stay optimistic at times. It is hard. Watching the news. Unfold. To remain optimistic. About the future. Of this world. So many challenges. AI taking over. Climate change running amok. Dysfunctional politics. War against political dissent. War against the LGBTQ community. War against women's rights. Out of touch leaders. Daily life is too expensive. For most people. And I am getting old. Looking at the future. Wondering. Where it is going. And what will happen. In the end. One should not worry. Too much about. Things beyond. One's control. And in that sense. I can be somewhat. Optimistic. About my personal life. Still alive. And in good health. At age 70. With the love of my life. Still in love with me. And I am still happy. To be with her. The zombie apocalypse becomes real. The next pandemic. Is the dreaded and feared. Zombie Apocalypse. A bioweapon. Combining COVID, rabies, and other weird diseases. Escapes from a bioweapon lab. 70% of victims die. 20% turn into rabid zombies. 10% are immune. It is incredibly virulent. And within weeks, the zombie flu, as it is called, spreads around the world. Within a month, 80% of humanity dies. 10% live on for a while as zombies. And 10% are immune. Those immune flee the cities, which soon become ghost towns. The zombies run around, eating the dead and wild animals. But soon they run out of victims. As civilization collapses, the immune gather in smaller towns, high up in mountain areas, living in neo-feudal forts, run by warlords. A few college towns continue to try keep the knowledge of the past alive. A few even have solar power and wind power. But most people live on without electricity, living on what they can grow and salvaged food from stores. Wildlife comes back, and neo-savage cannibal gangs also appear. That is the future that we all feared. The zombie apocalypse. Nightmare. Joe Lewis. Divorced, retired, U.S. GovBot. On a last fling trip in his life. After drinking too much. In Swa Cowboy, Bangkok, Thailand. Passed out at the bar. Woke up. He found himself in a dark, forbidding, hot, and humid jungle. With a foul smell of death and decaying vegetation everywhere. He sensed that creatures in the jungles were looking at him with evil, hungry, malicious intent. Then he saw them. As the dark fog lifted, and a bright red moonlight lit the jungle forest, he saw a terrifying nightmare vision. Seeing giant apes, space aliens, banshees, bats, Bigfoot, centaurs, Cerberus, cheetahs, crows, coyotes, thulhu with tentacles, dragons, demons, dinosaurs, raptors and T-Rex, devils, dwarfs, gangbangers, gangsters, gangster rappers, gators, goblins, ghouls, ghosts, giants, giant ants, giant wasps, giant spiders, giant lobsters, gunmen, hellhounds, big game hunters, government bureaucrats, holocausts, imps, imperial stormtroopers from Star Wars, naked incubus, leprechauns, jihadis, Lucifer, lions, politicians, mafia-made men, ravens, monsters, orcs, reporters, bewitching beautiful yet deadly sirens, Satan, satyrs, snakes, winged monkeys, serpents, special forces soldiers, tigers, werewolves, wolves, witches, warlocks, wraiths, wild things, yeti, and zombies all staring at him. A half-centaur, half-pig monster, with two heads, Putin and the president, led the mob. The Putin the president pigmen yelled out, after him. All humans must die. Kill Joe. Even the trees came alive, trying to trip him up. As the nightmare creatures ran after him, the hunters and soldiers firing flaming arrows and semi-automatic weapons, lighting up the night sky. And the birds dive bombing him, trying to get his eyes and face. And the other creatures getting closer and closer, screaming, death to all humans, death to Joe Lewis. They were gaining on him. Just when they grabbed him, he woke up. In his bed. In Berkeley, California. Realizing it was a nightmare. But to be on the safe side. He canceled his planned trip. To Bangkok. Who knew? Who knew? That Trump 2.0. Would be more chaotic. And out of control. That Trump 1.0. Who knew? That he would fall. Into Biden's trap. Claiming the economy. Is going great. When average people. Know the truth. Who knew? That he would show signs. Of severe mental decline. Like Biden did. And his senior aides. Are running the country? Who knew? That the president. Is tied up with Epstein. And his ghosts. Still haunts us to this day. Who knew? We all did. And yet. 70 million people. Still voted for him. The color of justice is green and gold, my friend. The color of justice. Is green and gold, my friend. For those with the green and gold. Get the justice they need. Because they can buy all the justice. That they need. And those. Without the green and gold. In a pay-to-play world. Can't afford to buy. The justice that they need. And lawyers work. For money. Show them the money. And you can buy your justice. If you have no money. No honey. Nothing for you. Green and gold. Rules the world. That's the way it is. The color of justice. Is green and gold. You are Prefect Jarita Chain Poems. You are just. As God intended. So, relax, my friend. You are perfect. You are you. You are perfect. God made you. In His image. He made us. So relax. Dance your life away. Enjoying nature's wonder. God wanted us all. To be happy. So put on the music. Put on your dancing shoes. Drink some wine. And dance the night away. Dems, where do we go from here? Dems. Where do we go from now? The public wants you to fight. For them. And to stand up to them. You need to frame it. As the Democrats. And the can-do-crats. The Republicans. Are for the fat cats. Demand that they show. That they care. That they understand. And their policies. Will work. When they denounce you. As a communist, radical leftist, etc. Ask them this simple question. WTF are you talking about? Communist menace. Have you been asleep? Since 1950. Communist ended. A failure. A long time ago. The Berlin Wall. Remember that? Cold War ended. We won. Apart from what is wrong. Ensuring affordable health care. And building the green energy systems. Of the world. Why give that away to China? Germany, Japan, and other countries? We should be the world's leaders. In solving the climate. And other global crisis. But know when you must fold. Accept reality. And move on. They need to end the shutdown. 2 weeks ago. They made their point. Time to get ready. For the next battle. That is where we go. From here. What more does he want? The news that Trump. Wants to name. The commander's new stadium. The Trump Stadium. Should be ignored. If he persists. Say. Well. Our standard policy. Has been selling naming rights. It will cost you $250 million. From the Trump Corporation. And not a dime from the taxpayers. Nothing is free. In this world. As you well know. That's the price. If he persists. Which he won't. Tell him. Show me the money. Honey. Then we can talk. If he coughs up. $250 million. Go for it. Call it. The Trump. Commanders formerly known as the Redskins Stadium. Or TCFKRS Stadium. Pronounced Trump FKR's Stadium. Who cares if he pays for the naming rights? As every other corporation does. Always remembering marrying the lady of his dreams. Link Jarita's format. Sam Adams always recalled the date that he met his fate. When he met and married the lady of his dreams. He had been dreaming of this date for 8 long years. She haunted his weekly dreams. This angel of divine mystery. Ever since she first appeared in his dream. When he nodded off in class. And saw the most beautiful lady in the universe speaking to him. In a strange foreign language. At that moment. She mesmerized him. Putting a love spell on him. As she stared at him. Love blazing from her eyes. She love mojo working overtime. He yelled out. Who are you? She beamed out of his dreams. As he fell out of the chair. Amid the laughter. Of his teacher and classmates. He told his best friends. About the dream. Saying I just met. The lady of my dreams. Someday, somewhere. Somehow, we will meet. And I will marry my dream lady. When he had to decide where to go in the Peace Corps, Korea or Thailand. She said, come to Korea, love. I am waiting there for you. And off he went. Spent 2 years looking for her. Spent another year teaching for the U.S. Army. Looking for her in the wrong places. Then one day, in early September 1982, he had the last dream. He had to decide to give notice and return to go to graduate school. She told him that morning, don't worry. We will meet soon. Then that night she walked into his life, getting off a bus. The next day, she was waiting for him. She said she had to talk to him. They went out after class. She said she was madly in love with him. And he was hers forever. He told her he felt the same way. He proposed to her. 3 days later, after meeting her, he called his best friends. Said I met the dream lady. And I am proposing to her this weekend. They said, man, that is impossible. But don't tell her about the dream, yet. He postponed going to graduate school. For 2 years. She said yes. They married 2 months later. Had a huge ceremony. His father came to the wedding. Held at a Korean army base. Where he was now teaching. And they began their life together. He spent the next 43 years remembering that night. For that date. He met his fate. When he finally met and married the lady of his dreams. 50 years after he first dreamt of her. Based on my true love story. Copyright 2023 J. Cosmos, jcosmos@writing.com. All rights reserved. Copyright. Sam Adams's final words. Sam Adams. When he turned 90. Had a dream. He saw the Grim Reaper. Who told him. His time was coming. And sent him home. So he could celebrate. His 90th birthday. And his 65th wedding anniversary. But the Grim Reaper. Would take him. The day after the party. He went home. Told his wife. And wrote up a storm. He penned his epitaph. She promised to put in on his tombstone. The text read. Sam Adams met and married his dream lady, Maria Lee, and will see her in his next life. His last words were, "See you in my next life." And he did. Copyright it. Quit talking about communism, mega dudes. The Democrats need to start attacking the mega right wing. Troll attacks on them as being radical left. Communist Marxists fascists. Suggested talking points. Mega folks. Hey dude. Quit talking about communism. Bro. It just makes you sound as old as F. Which is not a good look. These days. Does grandpa even know what year it is? Communism menace. He sounds like he is stuck in the 50s. Was he alive in 1990? Does he not remember the fall of the Berlin Wall? The spread of democracy across Eastern Europe? And too briefly, even in Russia? Is he aware that even the Chinese are not communists in the old sense? Russia is a crony capitalism oligarchy. As is China perhaps. North Korea is Kim Il-sungism. Even Vietnam is not communist in the old style either. Only a few places left. Cuba perhaps. Venezuela perhaps. Some aging college professors in Berkeley and Harvard. Perhaps. Only 20,000 USCP members left alive. The Communist Party of China is not working with George Soros, who is not a communist either. Nor is Bill Gates. The Democratic leaders. Bernie Sanders, etc. So please do us all a favor. Shut up already. About communism. And don't call me a communist for writing this. I am not a communist. Although I grew up in Berkeley and read Das Kapital in high school. How to deal with people who lack principles in life. It is hard to negotiate or deal with people who have no moral compass. Those who have no guiding principles other than extreme self-interest. Narcissistic, selfing, sociopaths, scoundrels, scumbags. In other words, typical politicians. To be fair, in both parties, if you fight to uphold your principles, you will lose to people with no principles. That is the way it is in this corrupted world, where power makes everyone corrupt, and no one is seriously following the teachings of Christie, other than perhaps Republican Christ, where compassion and empathy is seen as a weakness, or a woke mind virus, and the color of justice is green and gold. Those with the green and those with the gold make the rules, and only woke losers complain. That is the way the game is played. Smell of Korean food. I first ate kimchi in 1974. Fell in love with Korean food at first taste and smell. Intoxicating blend of spices and flavors exploding in my mouth. Then I joined the Peace Corps and went to Korea, beginning a lifelong affair with all things Korean that has continued for almost 45 years. I still love Korean food. The smell, the fragrance, the taste of Korean food. Never subtle. In your face. As Koreans tend to be. A sublime mixture of spices. Pepper, red chili powder, tranjang powder, soy sauce, Korean alcohol, garlic, mushrooms, tofu, eggs, beef, pork, chicken, rice, and I have learned to love Korean food and Korean culture, and even married a Korean lady who has given me decades of love and great Korean food every night. The future is yet to be. They say we should learn to live in the present, because the past is in the past, lost in the multiverse and in our memories of the past. The future is yet to be, and there are multiple futures in multiple universes, and we cannot see the future, only see the suggested possible future that changes constantly depending upon our actions or inactions, as we make the future based on what we do now. So it is best to live in the moment, in the here and now. Let the past remain the past, and let the future take care of itself, as it will do, despite our hopes and dreams. How much do I love you? How much do I love you? Let me count the ways I love you more than anyone has ever loved another. I love you more than all the flowers in the world. I love you more than all the stars in the sky. I love you more than time itself, and will love you after the end of time. Too many madmen with a gun, it ain't fun these days. There are too many madmen walking about with a gun, shooting things up. It is just not fun to be alive in the new Wild West that America has become. When will this madness end? Substack, Wattpad, Medium, Spotify Podcast. The end.